Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Are WWE looking to steal some AEW talents? We'll talk about it. Plus, we had a British invasion at NXT Heatwave last night. For Wednesday, August the 17th, 2022, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
It's all about the game. And how you play it,
all about control.
And if you can take it,
all about your debt.
And if you can pay it,
it's all about pain.
And who's gonna make it?
I am the game,
you don't wanna play me.
So we've had numerous reports of how Triple H, now he is head of creative and head of talent relations, is going to be changing things up. We are already seeing how he's changing things as head of creative, and we are now beginning to see his plans as head of talent relations. Fightful Select reporting a few weeks back about how Triple H planned to be aggressive in hiring talent. And that could be far more aggressive than you and I could have possibly imagined, as this comes from Fightful Select in the last few hours. A source close to AEW tells Fightful Select that a notable AEW talent who is known to be under contract has reported to AEW management that WWE had reached out to them about coming to WWE. We are told that talent made it clear they are happy with AEW and felt like the higher-ups deserved to know. We're told that the claim that a member of WWE's talent relations department contacted the AEW talent and the source close to AEW indicated to Fightful they'd referred the call to their representation instead of speaking directly. Now, we were able to confirm, says Fightful, that particular claim with the actual performer, though they wish to remain anonymous as of now. It's worth noting that while we can verify the claim was made, we've learned nothing more about the alleged contact. Sources familiar with the situation had told Fightful there was no mistake and this performer was already under a full-time contract. So, some interesting words from Fightful today that suggest that WWE has pursued at least one AEW talent. And this is speculation and hack theory on my part, but you have to believe if they have approached one member of the AEW roster, surely they've approached others.
That's Gallus!
What the hell?
Wolfgang, Joe Coffey, Mark Coffey from NXT UK! Goal! Gallus is destroying Diamond Mine!
Who do you think you are? I'm Blair Davenport, the future NXT Women's Champion.
Wait a minute! That's Tyler Bate, the NXT UK Champion! What the hell's going on?
He has been faking me out. Can't make you happy or not.
Tell you what, the UK love a heatwave at the moment. NXT UK making their presence felt at NXT Heatwave last night. Multiple NXT UK stars making debut appearances and in at least one case a welcome return on the American version of the third brand. So who did we see popping up last night during Heatwave? Well, Joe and Mark Coffey, along with Wolfgang, aka Gallus, made their presence felt, attacking the Diamond Mine during an in-ring promo. Later on that night, they brawled with the NXT UK Tag Team Champions, Briggs and Jensen, and a match between the sides has been announced for next week for the Tag Team Championships of NXT UK. Blair Davenport popped up, appearing backstage, ripping up a letter that Indy Hartwell had seemingly received from Dexter Lumis. It had a lovely picture of Index drawn on the back and everything. And Blair just ripped it up and declared herself the next NXT UK Women's Champion. And after the main event between Bron Breakker and JD McDonagh, we saw Tyler Bate heading to the ring with his NXT UK Championship. And the show goes off the air with Bate and Breakker holding up their respective titles and staring each other down. Now, whilst this is a really cool visual, there's a bit of a snafu when it comes to production and continuity here, because NXT UK is taped weeks in advance. That's not a surprise to anybody. But the NXT UK Championship tournament, of which Tyler Bate will win, it only started last week. And we're about 2 weeks off in terms of the episodes from Tyler Bate winning the championship. Now, if you watch NXT UK week to week, you know that in terms of how the commentary works, it falls in line with that week's episode of NXT in America. So I'm intrigued to see how we dance around this particular incident on Thursday's NXT, since Tyler Bate is, in terms of continuity, out there holding a championship that he hasn't won yet. But regardless of that, great visual, great moment.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Why are the British invading? Well, it was strongly hinted on commentary that this is building up to an NXT versus NXT UK World Collide event. One that could possibly air on pay-per-view up against AEW All Out next month. We had heard rumour that WWE were going to put on an NXT premium live event at the same time as AEW All Out. And it looks as if it could be a star-powered, internationally driven Worlds Collide event. Now, the last Worlds Collide took place back in January of 2020 before the COVID pandemic, headlined by an 8-man tag team war between Imperium and the Undisputed Era. It also featured DIY versus Mustache Mountain and Rhea Ripley versus Toni Storm. I'd be intrigued to see what sort of matches they can put together for this particular one, seemingly headlined by Tyler Bate versus Bron Breakker. Seemingly featuring Gallus taking on the Diamond Mine or Briggs and Jensen or both. We've teased something with Blair Davenport and Indy Hartwell, but I feel like we might get Blair Davenport and Mako Satomura on this show, as Blair was talking about becoming the women's champion of NXT UK. We will see how this one pans out. But a busy old night at Heatwave, and it didn't end there in terms of headline moments, as it looks as if Santos Escobar is heading to pastures new. He lost his match against Tony D'Angelo, and consequently, he must now be banished from NXT. Post-match, after being consoled by his former teammates, Escobar tweeted, "Thank you, NXT. And this has led to rampant speculation that Santos Escobar may have a WWE call-up in his immediate future. During his interview at the WrestleMania launch party a few days before Heatwave, Santos was interviewed by Corey Graves. He teased a WrestleMania debut, planning to make WrestleMania 39 into Santos Mania. So maybe there are plans already afoot for Santos Escobar on the main roster. I guess we are going to find out in the days to come. How well do you know Cultaholics Fraser Porter? You've seen him doing news on a Saturday with Sam Driver. You've seen him on our Twitch stream on a Friday. You've seen him popping up in all sorts of places here at Cultaholic. But how well do you know him? Get to know him better later today. He is my guest on Cultaholic Island for a brand new episode of Desert Island Grab.
I started by going and hanging out with my friend Michael. We'd go around to his house and he had Sky Sports. So we'd watch Raw, the replay. It's weird. I can't really remember it all back then. I just remember going around to his and there'd be wrestling on. We'd sit and we'd watch it. We'd have dinner and then be like, cool, I'm so-and-so, you're the other guy. Let's have a match. And we'd try and replicate the match. And then his mum would run up and be like, stop wrestling. It's you're knocking things off. There's a TV in the room. Leave it. So then she'd be like, go inside and play football. And I'm like, I don't like football. So 2003, sort of then, we never had it on TV in our house. We didn't have the TV channel for it. So it was a case of me looking online. And at that point, I was very much a casual fan. I would go around to Michael's and watch it every week when we'd hang out. But I wasn't like, my whole life is wrestling like it pretty much is now. that and Doctor Who.
Do you still hang out with Michael? Do you still see Michael?
I've not seen Michael in years, to be honest. When we left high school, we kind of all went off and did different things. I think he's still in Peebles. I did see him about a year, 2 years ago, right before the pandemic. I think I saw him at a pub in Peebles. Ah, you're right.
It's funny because you always assume that like you have these such strong ties to people when you're younger. And you think, oh my God, when we meet again, it'd be amazing. But it's normally just a case of, hey.
Yeah, that's kind of what it is.
Listen to Fraser on Cultaholic Island talk about his life before starting here, his journey into journalism, and the three wrestling matches that he would watch while stranded on a desert island. You can hear that on the podcast feed later today, and you can watch it at patreon.com/cultaholic. And for the latest wrestling news throughout the day, you can check out cultaholic.com. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.